Tomorrow morning, both the Kerry and the Bush campaigns will converge on the Mississippi River town of Davenport, Iowa, in the eastern nose of the state. John Kerry will hold what's being billed as an economic summit. George Bush will hold an outdoor rally on the riverfront. And to gauge the impact of this campaign collision, we turn to Ed Tibbetts. He's political reporter for the Quad City Times in Davenport. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Good to be with you.
Is Davenport gearing up for a big convergence tomorrow?
Well, I'd say that the people are getting ready. We haven't seen something like this in, well, I don't know that we've ever seen anything like this. So there's a lot of expectation here, yes.
How close are the two candidates going to be?
I would say that you could walk from, Secret Service willing, walk from one rally to the economic summit in less than 5 minutes. It's a few blocks away.
Uh-huh. And if I've done the calculation right, one is wrapping up just around the time that the other one starts.
Pretty close, yeah. There may be some overlap. Occasionally, political candidates are late arriving and don't always keep the schedule, but I'd say that's a pretty fair assessment.
I guess Iowans are pretty used to having candidates trump through their turf. I wonder if this is any different or if people there are just taking it all in stride.
Well, I think that, we are used to seeing people come through the area, and Iowa was a battleground state after the caucuses 4 years ago. It's a battleground state this time. But I certainly think that nobody here is so hardened to political visits that they haven't sat up and take notice of the fact that we've got the two candidates for president in our city on the same day at practically the same time.
If you look at past presidential election results in Iowa, Democrats have won the last four times. I think you have to go back to 1984 and Ronald Reagan to see the last time a Republican took your state. Mm-hmm. How do things look this time around?
Well, I think things are very close, and I don't think there's any reason to expect that it would be any different this time. I think what you've seen during this campaign so far is Senator Kerry and President Bush spent a great deal of time in eastern Iowa campaigning in places like Dubuque, Iowa, which the president's campaign believes that even though it's a heavily Democratic area, they have a good opportunity to snatch away and win. The Quad Cities, whether it be a statewide election for governor or a Senate race or a presidential race, Quad Cities is always considered a key area simply by virtue of its size, but also because of the nearly even breakdown in the number of people who declare themselves to be Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. So I think that naturally has made this part of the state a target for both those campaigns.
And it was extremely close last time around.
About 4,000 votes. Al Gore won by 4,000 votes over the president 4 years ago. In the Quad Cities, he won by 3,000 votes. So it was very close last time.
Do you think there are particular messages that might resonate in your part of the state, in eastern Iowa, that both candidates might be trying to hammer home tomorrow?
Well, I think like most of the country, the Quad Cities and eastern Iowa is concerned about terrorism. We're watching the war in Iraq. In the Quad Cities, we've sent soldiers to the war in Iraq. We've had service personnel who have died in Iraq. So those are issues that are of paramount concern here. And I think the economy is an issue that people are paying very close attention to. I think people are paying very close attention to the person that each of the candidates portray themselves to be and how they're portrayed by the other. I would say that we're concerned about the same things that people all across the country are.
You do have riverboat gambling, I think, there in Davenport.
We do. I don't expect either candidate to make a trip down to the boat.
Well, Ed Tibbetts, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Ed Tibbetts is political reporter for the Quad City Times, talking about tomorrow's scheduled convergence of presidential candidates George Bush and John Kerry. By the way, the Quad Cities are Davenport and Bettendorf, Iowa, and Moline and Rock Island, Illinois.